Herzlich willkommen zu Auszeit, dem offiziellen Podcast der Bamberg Baskets, präsentiert von Franconia Design Studios. Lehnt euch zurück, gönnt euch eine Auszeit und taucht gemeinsam mit Sven Amon und Falk Stierkart in die Welt der Spieler ein. Tip off!
Ja, hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einem neuen Bamberg Podcast mit mir, Falk Stierkart und Sven Amon. Hallo.
Hallo Falk.
Wie geht's dir?
Ja, mir geht's gut. Wie geht's dir?
Ja, Mai, Weihnachten ist hinter uns und ich denke, dass ich bin ganz froh, dass wieder die Dinge anlaufen, wie sie gehören.
Ja, soll es sein, genau.
Ja, genau.
Neues Jahr, neues Glück.
Genau, wir haben ein bisschen vielleicht auch Kritik, wie man es nennen will, bekommen auf Social Media. Da fragt nämlich jemand, warum ich denn ganz offensichtlich so überhaupt keinen Plan von Basketball habe und der Sven aber schon. Was so der Hintergrund vom Podcast ist. Und tatsächlich ist es, glaube ich, um das einfach mal zu erklären, die Idee hinter der ganzen Geschichte, nämlich ich als einfach, sagen wir mal, Laie, der ganz gerne und ein absoluter Vollprofi wie der Sven, sich über die Spieler des Teams unterhalten und zwar gar nicht so unbedingt auf der fachlichen Ebene, sondern wir wollen fachlich reden, aber die Menschen, die im Team spielen, einfach auch kennenlernen als Menschen. Und das ist mein Job. Und vielleicht hätte man das am Anfang noch ein bisschen klarer machen sollen, oder Sven?
Ja, man muss ja klipp und klar sagen, in der Halle sind ja auch nicht nur Experten. Ja, bei 5.700 Zuschauern ist immer der ein oder andere dabei, der vielleicht das erste Mal überhaupt zu einem Basketballspiel geht. Und für die stehst du quasi so ein bisschen. Und ich bin für die da, die seit 50 Jahren ihre Dauerkarte haben und quasi alles sowieso schon wissen. Ja, und wie du gesagt hast, wir versuchen natürlich für jeden hier ein bisschen da zu sein und ein bisschen alles abzubilden. Und deswegen, glaube ich, ist der Mix ganz gut, auch wenn es vielleicht dem einen oder anderen dann nicht so gefällt. Aber da muss man halt dann durch.
Genau, also aber ich denke, die Erklärung, warum wir diesen Podcast machen und warum wir ihn auch so aufziehen, wie wir ihn aufgeziehen, sind wir zumindest schuldig. Denn wenn man im Forum irgendwas kommentiert, dann soll man ja auch eine Antwort drauf bekommen.
So ist es.
So ist es.
Und dann lass uns doch heute loslegen mit einer neuen Folge und mit unserem heutigen Gast, nämlich mit Brandon Horvath.
Hello.
Brandon. Hi.
How are you doing?
Very good. How about yourself?
So we were just talking a little bit about our podcast, which thought to be on the one hand side a basketball podcast, but on the other hand side also wants to get to know the people behind the players. So what are you, Brandon?
Wow, that's a good, very broad question there. I think, I'm just a normal person and just here playing basketball, just and trying to figure everything out, just grinding every day, and just come from a great family and really close with all my family and my fiance and everything. So yeah, just a very normal, humble guy that just happens to play basketball.
So how is it for a normal American guy to live in the middle of Germany in Bavaria? It's a very, very big difference, I guess, between Franconia.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, definitely a big difference, a little bit of adjustment period when you come over here. Thankfully, you guys speak very good English for me, which helps adjust. And but yeah, it's nothing that I can't handle. It's you guys are normal people too, so it's very easy to get along with everybody and. You know, it's easy everyday life, so it's no problem for me.
You played in France and in Belgium?
Yes.
Was the more problem there?
In France, I would say it was probably the hardest just because I was in a smaller town and they didn't really speak English that much, like people that lived there and everything. So that was a really hard thing to get adjusted to, just like communicating and getting around when I first got there. But my teammates helped me out a lot when I was there. Thankfully, I had basketball and the coaches and the team helps me with that kind of stuff. So it's not impossible, but it is a little bit of an adjustment period for sure.
So you mentioned German English. My English is not so good, but Sven's is much better. Do you German words?
I don't know that many. I know Prost.
So that's one of my favorite words. One of the most important ones.
Prost is important, I guess, yeah. Here. So that's what I learned early. And, you know, I know Guten Tag and Bit for please and Danke for thank you, pretty much. Just enough to say hi and bye, but not much more than that.
But normal all-day life is easy to handle in Bamberg.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, for sure.
So what made you choose Bamberg as your next stepstone for your career?
Yeah, I think that you just said it was a good, I thought it was a great next step for my career. Like Sven said, I played in France, second division my first season. And then I played in the BNX League last year in Belgium. So I thought that this would be a great next step up in competition. And I've always wanted to go to Germany. Me and my agent always talked about me playing in this in the Bundesliga. When I first signed with them. So it was pretty much a no-brainer when we got the Bamberg call and, you know, I met everybody and Anton seemed great over the phone. So it was an easy decision for me.
And why is that? Why did you always want to go to Germany?
My agent just really, really loves this league and he feels this league has a lot of respect in Europe and, you know, there's a lot of great players that come here, great teams, great coaches. So he just wanted me to be involved in this and see where it goes from here.
We were talking about social media at the start of this podcast. Are you a social media guy?
I mean, here and there. I don't use it a lot to like post. I post here and there on Instagram just to, you know, just basketball pictures and stuff pretty much. And just to, you know, keep up with whoever's following me, my family and stuff. But I don't really use it to post. I go on it and look at stuff, but I don't use it a lot to post. No.
Do you read things under Bamberg Basket post when we maybe lost the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to read, to be honest. Like, it's right there. I've definitely read some more positive, some more negative than others, for sure. But that just comes with the pressure of the team. You want that as a player. Like, yeah, it sucks when you lose and people are calling you names and stuff, but you'd rather that than no one caring about the team. And they just want us to win, and that's really all it comes down to.
How big is the pressure of winning in an organization like here in Freak City?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it, you know, pressure. Pressure is a very intense word, you know. Like, it's basketball at the end of the day. It's a game, and we always want to win. We're trying every day to win, and we're doing what we can to win for sure. But, I mean, we know that we got to show well. For sure, when it comes to games, like we're dealing with a little bit of inconsistency, I think, with our team, and we're trying to just stay consistent every day, figure it out, and just, you know, show our best. We want to win for ourselves, for the fans, for the culture of the team. That's what we're trying to do. And then if, you know, the pressure in quotation marks is there, that's what comes with it.
So half of the season is already over, I guess.
Crazy.
Yes, and until now, from my point of view, it was very mixed. What do you think? What's the way the team developed? Why was it so mixed until now?
Yeah, I think that's something that we've actually been questioning ourselves. It's just the mix of playing well, not playing very well together. I think we have a lot of dealing with a lot of different people and talents in one team, and it takes a little while to get adjusted to everybody, I think. So, you know, we had a little bit of a stretch there where we played well for 6 or 7 games. I can't remember how many exactly.
Seven in a row,
yeah. And we felt like we were just clicking out there a little bit, and then these last two games kind of got away from that again. So now we're trying to get back to that, and it's just a constant battle of just staying hungry. And, you know, we were down in the league, so we were very very, you know, hungry and wanted to show what we could do better, and we did that. And now we kind of like relaxed a little bit. And now we realize, okay, we got to stay with our foot to the pedal and keep going. So that's what we're dealing with.
And what do you think is the actual way you're increasing or thing?
Yeah, I think just increasing is just coming to practice every day with a mentality of we got to become better, and everyone really buying into that. Just going, I think just, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. We have to really, you know, practice it and see what each other's doing and, you know, get a good chemistry for each other. And that's just a daily issue that we have to just keep working at every day. And I think by the end of the season, we will be in our best. We'll be playing our best basketball, and it will show because of the work we put in.
How big is the top four? Because you made it under the best four teams in the German Cup. So February 15th and 16th, mm-hmm. we play in Weissenfels first against Frankfurt. How big is that in your mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of our goals that we set out when we wrote like our team goals at the beginning of the year. We wanted to make the playoffs. We wanted to make top four in the German Cup. And we showed that in a one and done situation, we beat Ulm, we can beat Berlin, we can beat anybody we feel in the league. So, like I said earlier, we just gotta stay consistent, and when we put our best foot forward, we can play with anybody.
So you're in Germany here. Basketball is not as popular here as it is in the United States, but. Favorite German basketball player?
My favorite German basketball player would have to be one of the Germans on our team, either Philip or Moritz or Kevin or KT. Am I missing somebody? Or Cuckoo or Pekka.
All right.
Those are my favorite German players.
and your all-star idol?
My idol in basketball all time is I'm a LeBron fan, LeBron James. I was born in Akron, Ohio, so I have a little bit of a tie to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I watched them growing up. I lived there the first 8 years of my life, so I watched a lot of LeBron James basketball. And just been a fan ever since.
And you're interested in a lot of other American sports, like American football, I know.
Yeah, I'm just a sports fanatic. I watch all, you know, tennis to football, basketball, baseball, volleyball. I watch a lot. I just love watching sports, and because my fiance played lacrosse, so I watched like a lot of women's lacrosse in college and everything. So,
what about German football?
You know, football for me, I actually have never fully gotten around on football. I've tried to watch it. I played it a little bit when I was younger, but I just don't really enjoy watching it that much. So I don't really follow it that much. I would say that's one of the only sports I really don't follow as much as I probably should.
Very funny. Many American people say that. And in Germany, it's like really the major sport.
Yeah. Yeah, like I've lived in Europe the last 3 years. I really like tried to get into it and follow it. Like when I was in France, the World Cup final was France and Argentina.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was an amazing game, but I was still watching it. And I was like, I mean, that's probably the best game you can ever have.
No right? feeling.
So, yeah. And I was just like, you know, this is cool, but I mean, I'd rather be watching like a American football game. That's just our culture that we come from. So, but I have tried to get into it, but I just can't.
Speaking of culture you come from, what's the difference between basketball player in the United States and being a basketball pro in Germany?
I would say like the day-to-day things of a basketball player and being in America is pretty much the same. Like we train the same, we, you know, take care of our bodies the same. I would just say like in America, we just like idolize people so much to where like you want to become like, it's a weird thing to explain. I don't really know. It's like we just idolize like certain people and celebrities and, you know, Instagram and all that makes us want to become them so bad. But that's pretty much the only difference I can feel out here is like, they don't really like prop up, you know, stars and everything the same way as in America. That's really the only difference I would say.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sven, do you want to ask something? I was thinking you want to ask something.
You know, I know when we are on the road with the team at dinner, normally the most issue that is discussed is there a EuroLeague team that can beat an NBA team? So what's your point of view?
I mean, I played some EuroLeague teams and I've never played against an NBA team, obviously. So I wouldn't know exactly, but I mean, some of those EuroLeague teams that I've seen are pretty much just an NBA, like all NBA players on one team, because the NBA is so competitive. And like the guys that are in the EuroLeague could easily be in the NBA. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, there's only a certain number of spots. And I mean, I think on a one and done night, I think that they definitely have a chance, but maybe in a series overtime, I don't know, it'll be hard. They just have, you know, better players, quote unquote, 1 through 10 than maybe a EuroLeague team does, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely competitive for sure, but there's definitely a different level for sure.
It's more defense here in Europe.
Yeah, different play style, different rules. They cannot hit it off the rim. They can sit in the paint for 3 seconds, more than 3 seconds. So it would be interesting, you know, 3-point line is different in the NBA, wider court, you know, fouls are different. It's definitely interesting for sure. You know, we would never really know, but so we would. It's just an ongoing debate that will never be settled.
So you were talking about your fiance. Does she live in Bamberg as well, or she's in America?
So she goes back and forth. She has a job in America, a remote job, but she comes back and forth. She's coming next week too, which I'm very excited for.
That's a very far distance relationship.
Yeah. We've been doing long distance for almost, I want to say like almost 8 years now, 7 years maybe. Yeah. So we're used to this. This is kind of what we do, with my job. I can't really promise her where I'm going to be at any certain time. So she's very supportive, and you know, she's very good with understanding what I'm doing and I understand what she's doing. So
what is she doing? Really,
she works for USA flag football, which is the non-contact version of American football. And she just
plays contact version.
Yeah. No, okay. Contact. So they just wear like flags around their waist, and it's the same rules, but to get them down as we do in football. In American football, you pull like the tackle flag. Yeah. So in flag football, you just pull a flag instead of.
That's the tackle.
Yeah, non-tackle. Yeah. So she just basically plans all the events and coordinates all the events all over the country. And for the company, and they had a Olympic trial thing because they're going to be in the Olympics in 2028, so they had an Olympic trial in Helsinki in August. So yeah, she was out there for that, and then she came over here, and she you know, she goes back and forth, so it works.
Very interesting.
And, yeah,
June 27th this year is going to be a very, very important date.
Yes, sir. That's the day of my wedding. We are very, very excited for that.
When is that? Families.
In June 27th, we're getting married.
And so, you will marry in America?
Yeah, in America, yeah. In Baltimore, where I went to college. So it's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
Will be a classic wedding? White, bright, and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be a white and black wedding. Classic, I wouldn't say that. I mean, we're not like super fancy people, so it's going to be more laid back and more of like we're kind of planning as like it's one big giant party pretty much for all our families and friends to just hang out and just be all with each other for a whole weekend. That's pretty much what we're just trying to accomplish. And obviously, you know, me and her getting married, so it's great.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the potential of the rest of the season? Where do you think will Bamberg Baskets be standing in the end?
Yeah, I think our potential is very high. I think we can make the playoffs. I really believe that we can. And we showed that with our 7-game winning streak. We just have to stay consistent, like I said earlier, every day, just coming in, working really hard, you know, pushing each other to get better. And I feel like we can make the playoffs in the end, and then we'll see what happens from there. Because I feel like we have the talent to beat anybody like we showed in the Cup. One game off, we can beat anybody, so if we just string that together between, you know, we believe in each other, we believe in the coaches, so we just got to keep pushing together, and we can get there for sure.
there are two different competitions. We're still in there. Mm-hmm.
EMBL too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was also one of our team goals, was to make the Final Four of the EMBL. So we clinched a playoff spot in the EMBL, I think. We're in the playoffs, or not certain maybe, but I feel like we win one more game, we could be in the playoffs. And then from there, it's single elimination. And we like our chances in that too. So yeah, that's another thing we're focused on too. Because we haven't played that for a little bit. We played that on the 21st, right? Is mm-hmm. the next one? Yeah, so we're also focused on that too. Making the playoffs in both competitions. And the Final Four of the Cup, which we already completed. So we're looking to go as far as we can in that.
Okay, so our time is already over. Is there anything you want to say in the end to the fans, to the people listening?
Yeah, I would just like to say, we hear all the support, and we really appreciate all the fans at all the games. We really thrive off of, all the noise and all the support that we feel in the game. So we just want to, we just ask for you guys to just keep supporting us through the highs and through the lows. We promise there will be more highs during the season, so we will figure it out and we will be better. And can't wait to see you guys at all the home games and even the away games too, when you guys are louder than the home fans. So we really appreciate it.
All right, so we wish you all the best for a marriage, of course.
Oh, thank you so much.
And for the rest of the season as well.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
In diesem Sinne wünschen wir auch euch eine hoffen, dass ihr beim nächsten Mal auch wieder reinschaltet bei unserem Podcast Auszeit. Sven, auch dir.
Ja.
Schönen Tag noch und mach's gut.
Ja, wir sehen uns in der Brose Arena.
Ade.
Das war's für heute bei Auszeit, dem Podcast der Bamberg Baskets, präsentiert von Franconia Design Studios. Bleibt dran und verpasst keine Folge. Abonniert uns, damit ihr beim nächsten Tip-Off wieder dabei seid. Bis zur nächsten Auszeit und bis bald in der Arena.